May 11, 2010, special magistrate proceeding for the City of Daytona Beach to order. Will those representatives for the City of Daytona Beach will be testifying at this morning's proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Okay, Mr. Harmon's the first one up anyway, so we're here for imposition of a fine, no permit for water drainage plan before clearing and improving. So what say the city?
You raise your hand, Mr. Harmon.
Yes.
You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
What say the city?
Yes, sir. As you know, this started back in 08, and this case is not a matter of quality of work or anything other than the fact that the original application for a permit was not applied. At this point, the city is requesting a daily fine of $100 per day, and I believe Mr. Harmon also has something input on this because I think they're going to change the plan. So, up to you.
If I could make a clarification, too, on the agenda, it doesn't list the other owners. It's on the order of Judge Cortez, and there's several other owners.
Okay, what's the Mr. Harmon?
Yes, sir.
City suggesting I fine you to the tune of $100 a day commencing May 5.
Okay, we actually went and seen Stumpy Harrison in Orlando, which is a attorney, because of all the things that we've been having to go through here with the city for this parking lot. And I just wanted to show you a couple of things here and give you an outline, if you would. Like, this is
I'll be able to see him. Go ahead. You need to speak into the microphone for the sake of our recording and what have you. And I need to do the same, speaking of which.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. I just wanted to show you here the picture of before I purchased the property the first time, which shows everything of elevations and all that. This here was a picture of afterwards, which is with the asphalt chippings down, which changed no elevations, no nothing. And also, here's some other documents. And this one here, sir, is the property that's bordering our property to the west of it. It has about 8 units also. The whole parking lot is stone. And we'll put the lots back in the sod, but we don't see where the city can force somebody to put something back in sod when the bordering properties are stone.
What say the city?
Well, sir,
other than the fact that this is not a radical about face after I don't know how long and how much time we've allowed the respondent to what I thought he was going to be doing was coming into compliance.
Correct. I believe that the magistrate has been very cooperative and patient. I know the city has as well. We all were working for the permit. and for the water drainage engineering system we put in place. The city still stands on the fact that a permit needed to be pulled before the work started and or after the stop work order was put in place. At this point, if they are planning on bringing it back to grass, that would be fine, but we just definitely need a timeline that's shorter than 2 years.
Okay. How much do you think to put it back to grass if that's his decision?
If that's what they're going to do, otherwise it'd be a daily running fine of $100 a day.
Okay, but how long should it take to restore to plant sod there? I guess remove the gravel and plant sod.
With his capability, it's probably 3 days max.
Okay,
once everything's delivered.
Let's say there's one.
We will put it back in to sod. We just have to line up, you know, some equipment and stuff to get in there and get the chipping it back up.
Okay. So how much time is it going to take you to do it?
I'd say 2 weeks to get everybody lined up and get in there. I mean, it won't take long to do it. It's just, you know, I don't know what their schedules are for equipment.
Okay. All right. Then I'm going to go ahead and order the respondent. Amend our current amended order of non-compliance to allow the respondent. What is today's date?
The 11th.
And the next cutoff would be June 2. That's pretty close. I'm going to allow the respondent until July 7, 2010 to come into compliance. Coming into compliance means you either have your permit or you have your sod down.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me which. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $100 per day will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Okay, so now you got the gun to your head. So compliance is either getting the permit or putting the sod down. And if you fail to do so, and you fail to have it inspected, and you fail to have a notice of compliance filed by July 7th, $100 a day is automatically going to start slamming down. So don't lose track of it.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir.
Item number 6.
Okay, come on. Okay, this is here for a progress report and determination of a compliance state. Are you an attorney?
Yes.
And your name is?
James Stowers with Cop Coal here on behalf of Florida Coca-Cola Bottling.
Very good. Who am I getting my progress report from?
I can give it.
Okay.
We were here to make sure that they got the permit. They have gotten the permit. Time for actually getting everything done shouldn't take more than a few weeks, but with weather and so on, I think we have discussed 60 days, and Coke is prepared to have everything completed within 60 days.
So I'm just setting a new compliance date?
Yes.
Okay, well, 60 days goes beyond my July 7, 2010 cutoff. So we talk about July 7, 2010 or August 4, 2010?
I think July would be sufficient.
Okay, what say Mr. Sowers?
I agree with that.
All right, then I'll go ahead and amend our current amended order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until July 7, 2010 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Do you have any other civilians here? Yes, sir, what's your case number?
7. Oh, the case number is 7.
Yes. So you're Horace Mack?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm here for a progress report, and so who wants to give me my progress report?
Well, I can give it to you.
Okay.
Okay, what I did, Your Honor, I took the trash off my two-ton pickup, put it on the side. I took my trailer and moved it further towards the fence with my stuff in it. My truck went to a company. They under the lease, they don't inspect it. They leased the truck, but I got to come up with $3,500 because they would tag it and insurance it. But they said they didn't and tag people trucking insurance, and they work a month or 2 months, and they leave. So, in other words, my trucker go to work, but I can't, my trailer got all my tools and stuff in it. And see, me and my brother, we had 5 trucks. And when we just come down to his truck and my truck, all them wrenches and tools and stuff, what we work on our own equipment, is in my trailer. And I went and checked with a storage, and I don't make them money enough to pay for that. But if they give me a little time and I could get my truck to work, and the city would let me put a building to put my tools in on this commercial property, either and tell me how to get a permit that I could park my trailer on my property, because my property and where I live at all join together. So when I move my trailer over, you can see my whole back of my building from the street. And I'm doing the best I can right now. Now, it ain't going to take me time. I got to put insurance on my pickup, which is why I use that when I have watermelons to pedal around. It's a 250 pickup. But I clean it up and move it over towards the wall to the fence.
Okay. Yeah. City to city.
I was out there Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was out there.
Yeah, my boys was cleaning. Yeah, you've been by there since then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now that bike pickup, that's my daughter pickup there.
But the workers were, they had a semi started, and it did explain the trailer problem they're going to have, not insured. And but technically, all that's got to go. So, and I don't know about putting a building up. It has to go through zoning, so that's going to be months of down the line, so. But there was progress. There was, the semi was started, and his workers were putting stuff in the back of the utility trailer.
But at the end of the day, we're left with a trailer that houses all his tools that can't be there.
Exactly, right.
Okay, Mr. Mack, you need to give me an idea as to what you're going to do about this trailer full of tools. I don't know what your alternatives are, but unfortunately, the trailer can't sit there like that.
The trailer can't sit there.
So,
My trailer got it's got a tag. It just ain't got no insurance on it. Now I could hook it to a truck and move the trailer.
What are his alternatives with regard to the trailer? I mean, I don't know if this is something that can be tagged, licensed, insured.
It has to be tagged. It has to be insured.
It's tagged. My trailer tagged.
Right. Okay. But it's got to be removed from the lot itself.
But even with all that, it's got to be removed.
Yes, sir.
All right, one question I did ask that I don't know. I had that commercial property since, well, I've been parking there since 68. I've been parking there. And I bought the property because it's right behind where I live at. Now, what do it takes me to be able to put my truck on commercial property? Because this is a commercial vehicle, and I can't understand that. I figured if I got a commercial vehicle, I should be able to. I don't know too much about the law because I ain't got too much.
I think you're talking about being a grandfathered in, and that's because it's going through the zoning department. But right now, as of today, the trailer has to be moved from there.
Okay. But okay, what are his alternatives that he can explore if he doesn't have the ability to move the trailer?
He said I could be
at all.
Grandfathered in. I thought I was grandfathered.
No, it's not grandfathered in, that's what I'm saying.
Sir, you're saying that those are two separate parcels, right?
Right.
You have to parcel one in order to do a building on the vacant lot.
I don't understand that, ma'am.
You would have to parcel the two into one lot.
Oh, instead
to build a building on that property.
And personally, I think it'd be cheaper for to get the trailer insured and move it than it would be putting a building up there. So.
And then I pay tax on a lot that I can't put nothing on?
No, you can put commercial property on there, but you cannot put, you can put a building on there, but it's going to cost you more. It's going to cost you more than it would be to move the vehicle, the utility trailer.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, in the meantime, if I move my trailer, my truck come in, I couldn't park my truck back there.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, gosh. That's another thorn in my side.
Really, make some time and talk to the zoning division. Just
please, 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 please.
Either that or sell the trailer.
I don't make enough money to leave my truck going to work. If I had some ways to put all my tools.
See, I was under the impression your workers told me that you were retired. You used to go to California with it.
When I parked today, my wife, she can't walk now. That's what comes along through. But I could put drivers on the truck, and I don't make enough money to survive. I'm still going to truck a little bit more. Yeah. No, it's got a lease for it. But I got to come up with the insurance money, $3,500, that I ain't got right now. Of course, I got some income tax coming pretty soon. And if it roll over pretty soon, I could have to get some of my buddies to either take my truck and move the trailer. And until I could get some alternatives.
I'm going to continue this matter to our June 8th meeting for another progress report.
Okay,
Mr. Mack, let me tell you what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm not doing anything at all right now.
I understand you.
I want to give you another month to see what you can figure out, because it sounds like you're between a rock and a hard place. So unfortunately, something's going to have to give.
Okay.
It looks as though the trailer's going to have to find a new place.
I see that. Okay.
So all I'm going to give you another month to figure it out. We'll reconvene, and then hopefully you'll have a solution by then.
All right, now. Once I'm a pickup, you go give me a little time on that, right?
Yeah, just give me the time.
Okay, all right.
All right, so we'll meet back here on June 8th. Please make sure you're here.
June 8th. You're going to send me something. You remind me, please, because.
But at that time, we'll reconvene, and between now and then, hopefully, you'll have figured out.
I'll move the trailer, but gosh, park it with all my stuff in it and can't get to it.
I understand.
Yeah, okay then. Well, thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Do the best you can.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Okay. How many other civilians do we have here? Come on up.
Number 25. Jay Knox. I'm representing Mike Nelson. Yes.
And what is your name, sir?
Jay Knox, K-N-O-X.
And case 25 is in the name of Mike Nelson?
Correct.
So what's your affiliation with
him? I'm his property manager, Exit Realty.
Okay.
Do
you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Well, that's what I was just telling Officer Ellison. I was not aware that there was a problem until I received this notice last week. I inherited this from a prior property manager who passed away, and I have talked to him. The parking violation is taken care of, and I have picked up the paperwork to fill out the licensing.
Okay, so everything should be in order by our next cutoff?
Oh, that's correct.
Okay. All right, I find the respondent to be in noncompliance. Order the respondent to come into compliance by June 2, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a different address where you need a copy of this, or is it sending it to Mr.
Allen?
Okay.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you state your name, please?
Mark Watt, W-A-T-T.
In which case?
Number 22.
Number what?
22.
Is that me?
Yeah.
500 North Beach. Which one? Okay, Mr. Watt, do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Well, the peeling of paint, it's a vinyl siding building. So, and now the stuff that was out there, I'm currently, what happened is I lost my license, and I'm getting my license back, so that's why I haven't had time, or had no way to transport to take the stuff to the landfill. But all the vehicles and everything has been moved. And those tires, somebody dropped those tires off on my property without my knowledge. So, but those tires are going to be picked up today by Burt's Waste Tires. There's 104 tires there. 67 tires were dropped off by somebody I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and find that the respondent is in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how long should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
Next cutoff.
Mr. Watt, the inspector seems to think you ought to be able to take care of all this by June 2, 2010. What do you think?
That should be sufficient enough time.
Okay. You sure?
Yes, sir. If you come up short,
call the inspector and let him know. Because if something crops up, just let him know, and we'll certainly keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by June 2, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. All right, good luck to you, Mr.
Thank
Watt.
You. Have a great day.
You too. Gentlemen, are you here on two different cases? Okay. What case number do you have?
Three.
Mohammed Kabazi. I do.
All right. This matter is here for the imposition of a fine. It was continued from our April 13, 2010 meeting. So let's hear from the city.
This case started back in October of 2009. All the violations still exist, minus the extension on the back of the house that has been removed. I couldn't really tell you if the windows are broken or not. They're boarded up. There's still an excessive amount of outdoor storage of junk and debris in the backyard. Outside of that, there's been no change on the property outside of the extension on the back being removed. And the property is on trespass arrest site program.
Okay. Yes, sir. What do you say?
We have applied for a permit for repairing of the roof. We have removed three storage containers out of trash from the back. Nothing is going to happen until we board the whole area and start working on it. So now we're in the process of the work construction.
And what is it you're doing to the property?
We're starting with the roof first, and then we're going to work on the windows.
And you've already applied for permits?
Yes, sir. The permit for the roof has been is ready.
Okay. All right. Are you aware of any of this?
No, sir. I have a problem with that, though. But I'd like to see something happen with that outside storage before anything happens.
It was three container loads of trash were hauled off.
It's all hauled off, and
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. However, as of the 5th, and as of yesterday, all that storage is still in the back.
Okay. And how much time are you anticipating it's going to take to do all the work to this house that you're doing?
We have about 3 months period do the...
And I assume, have you spoken with your inspector about the work that you're doing to satisfy him that that's going to resolve all these issues?
We are in the process of the permitting now.
Okay.
There is a requirement for the windows... Meeting the code, we are working on that one, and the roof is going to be done, and after that there'd be the repair on the outside of the building.
So between now and, say, for example, June 8 of 2010, what do you hope to accomplish?
Having place ready for use.
Really?
Yeah.
That early?
I'm sorry, you said when?
June 8 of 2010.
No.
I wouldn't think
no.
So, that's why I asked.
May, June, July. About September.
Okay. All right, then here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you down. We're going to continue this matter to our meeting of June 8, 2010 for a progress report. In the interim, the property has to be secured to city standards. It can't be used or occupied until it's in compliance. And most importantly of all, the exterior has to be maintained. And that means all trash removed. I'm going to ask our inspector to go by sometime between now and June 8th, and if he reports back that there's still outside storage of trash and what have you, then I may consider fining you for that issue. Well, I'll work with you on the house, but I have to have the trash gone. If you tell me it's gone now, fine. Call them up and tell them to come out and take a look at it.
Well, we have removed the back storage area. The whole area is gone, and that was where the there was some homeless people living in there.
Okay,
and that was the biggest problem.
Outside trash and what have you.
Barbara, can you hold one of those pictures of the storage in the backyard, please? Okay, that's
all
good.
That stuff.
Next one.
Got it. Is all that stuff gone yet?
Well, we are working. It's just, I'm sorry, we clean this one up every time, and I cannot move more than three storage units, and they still bring it back. So unless the city can do something with the enforcement on getting somebody out of there when they see it, I cannot. I'm
not going to hold you accountable for what other people do, but I'm going to tell you the outside, the exterior has to be kept clean.
I have cleaned it to a point where there was nothing. And
well,
this is
cleaned it to the point where he's satisfied, and then he's satisfied that other people are causing this. I'll certainly take that into consideration. I don't mind working with you.
I'm sorry.
I don't mind working with you, but the exterior has to be kept clean during the process. So, on June 8th, you're going to give me a progress report about the work on the house, and hopefully the inspector is going to tell me all the exterior trash, with the exception of building materials, I understand that, has been removed.
Am I allowed to do a fence in there?
I don't know.
Talk to the city. If you give a permit, yes, you put a fence up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Is that going to help him with the exterior trash?
It may. I mean, the trash that you see there is literally on his property. Yes, the property neighboring isn't the greatest property. However, that doesn't change.
All right, well, talk to the city. They may have alternatives to help you out.
All right, thank you, sir.
We'll see you June 8th.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Yes, sir. If you'll please state your name and be sworn.
Yes, my name is Bernard W. Smith, Jr. I'm here with case number four. Item number four. I do.
Okay, you're here to give us a progress report?
Thus far, if I had known it would take this long of a time, I would have requested a much longer extension for a progress report. Nothing has but been done to the building. We have been approved a contractor to take care of all of these violations. However, there are some items on the title that we're trying to clear, and that has been a big problem, trying to get clear title. We're still in application, so our community development has approved the contract. It says I'm in the process of getting clear title, and as recently as yesterday, no one can tell me why there's an item on my title, and we're trying to get it off. So that's where we are. As recently as I said, as yesterday, they are doing an investigation. I think it's called MBNA, which is a company that handles the credit cards for Sun Bank. There's a Sun Bank lien that's placed on his property that's holding up the application process. So I'm in the process now of finding out why that lien is on the property. So that's where we are.
What's in the city?
Basically, the assistance from community development is being held up because we're dirty type. So technically he does not have community development assistance yet.
Yeah.
Until he gets that title, then he may qualify for the assistance. We still don't know that answer yet. As to the property, he already stated that it hasn't changed.
No.
The pictures reflect that.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't give you a time frame on how long it's going to take him to get his title issues squared away and how long community development is going to take to give him this assistance.
I didn't realize it was this long of a process.
Is this property secured?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is the exterior being maintained?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And you, I assume, don't have any idea when this...
Well, I spoke as recently as yesterday, and they are in the process of doing an investigation. I told them I need something in writing to present to you to show that I am in the process of getting to your title. And that's where I am. I mean, no one seems to know anything. So I had to impress upon them how important it was for me to get something to present to you.
Okay, and we found the respondent in violation?
Yes, I believe it is an order of non-compliance. Yes, okay. We have an amended order of non-compliance.
All right.
The last one.
Okay, well, I guess I hate to keep hassling you, but I guess we'll see you at the June 8th meeting. And hopefully you'll have more to report to us.
Well, I hope so too, sir.
And in the interim, please keep in mind the property has to be secured to
yes.
standards, can't be used or occupied until it's in compliance.
Yes.
The exterior has to be maintained.
Yes.
As long as you're vigilant about those issues, we can work with you as far as getting the property in compliance, but those are paramount.
I want this property in compliance as much as you do, sir.
Sure you do.
Yes.
Sure you do. All right, we'll see you June 8th.
Okay, thank you.
Progress report. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, this gentleman, you.
Number
26.
Morning. Sure. Yes. Robert Williams with RDW Property Management.
Okay. Let's hear from our inspector. Are we in compliance? Property is supposed to be in compliance by May 5th.
No, sir. Not at this time. There's a lot of progress has been made requesting to be amended the next cutoff for compliance.
I'd say about 60 days.
Or 60 days he's requesting. It's a lot of work, and he's making some progress.
All right. Well, does 60 days mean July 7, 2010?
Yes, sir. That'd be fine.
Okay. And this is... All right with you?
Yeah, that's fine with me. We're making a lot of progress. I anticipate having it done by then.
Great. All right, I will amend our current order of non-compliance to allow the respondent to adopt July 7, 2010 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Okay, Barry, come on up. Is Barry our last civilian here? So
Mr. Bryant, it's your firm. Are you here for the
case number 2? Oh, come on up. All right, sorry, Barry. He's ahead of you. Progress report and maintain secure to city standards, 400 Beach Street acquisitions. Yes, sir. What do you have to report to me?
Yes, sir. I'm with the City of Daytona Beach Redevelopment Department. We have been checking and trying to make sure that the property remains secure. Actually, we have bidded out a part of that property to be demoed. We've already selected a demolition company. There's an issue with the tile, I think, for that particular property, but we are working with the property owner. So we're here that day to ask for a continuance for 60 days to get that cleared up because we do have to do an asbestos survey also on the property before we can demolish it.
A continuance of 60 days for what to happen?
To work out the situation with the property owner and get the asbestos survey and get the property demo.
Okay. So you're thinking 60 days, you'll have it knocked down.
That is our plan, sir.
In 60 days, you're going to have your title issue taken care of, you're going to get your asbestos survey done, and you're going to knock it down.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what say the city?
We concur with that.
Okay. 60 days puts me July 7, 2010, is the closest cutoff I have to 60 days. Is that going to do it, or are we cutting it close? I'm more interested in being done.
Okay. They were doing core samples this week. Did they come back?
Not yet.
Okay, so there were APA issues also.
Go to August.
But we can give you, at that point, we'll come back in and update. Give you an update. If that's all right.
Okay. You'll come back and give me an update. When? Next month?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
What?
Don't worry about it. Sorry. I was just going to say, why don't we just wait till August? We should have it all done, right?
Well, we're waiting for EPA, right?
Yeah.
For the sample, and if that comes back bad, then it takes longer for the abatement process of that kind of.
Right.
Yes, so right. We won't know.
Okay. All right, then we'll go ahead and continue this matter to our June 8, 2010 meeting. Hopefully, you'll have these studies available to you. And again, we just want to kind of pick a time that you can actually meet, and I understand there are all sorts of extenuating circumstances that come into play here.
Yes, sir.
So we'll reconvene for another progress report on June 8, 2010, and with that and the studies that you're anticipating, we might have a little clearer view as to exactly how much time is going to be required to come into compliance.
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Barry, come on up.
Morning.
Okay, we ready? Okay, I assume we're here on the Halifax wrecking clink cases?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I believe we have a resolution on part of the cases, and then we're going to request a continuance on a second half of the cases. The cases are, the properties are in clusters, and the cluster that is the southernmost cluster, we're going to agree that the properties are not in compliance and will be brought into compliance within.
Yeah, that's fine. No, you could even stand up and push it in front of me. We're going to agree that the southern cluster of properties are not in compliance, will be brought in compliance within 6 months. There'll be a three-month
progress report,
so we'll appear back in 3 months. With regard to the northern cluster of properties, the hearing on those cases will be continued for a period of 6 months because there's various contingencies. There's a different set of arguments with regard to those properties, and we may have a solution where we can avoid a lengthy hearing.
Let's say the city.
Well, first of all, I would like to ask if we could combine some of these cases so that we end up with two cases rather than seven.
Well, that was kind of going to be my question. Which of these cases constitute the south cluster and which of these cases constitute the north cluster?
I can show you the picture if I come forward with it.
Sure.
Can I come forward with them?
Sure.
This is the south group.
What is the south group? Oh, all of these are the south group?
This is... four cases, but they're all contiguous parcels. We know they all the same issue. And case numbers, here's the first three. That's right. The case numbers for the South Group are 12, 13, 14, and 17. It's the SMG 11-10.
Those are the southern ones, Scott?
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah.
My agenda. Okay, so 27, 28, 12, 14, 17. So these are cases 27, 28, 29, and 32. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
These are what we're calling the southern cluster.
Right.
Okay, and you're wanting to consolidate those for the purpose of making a ruling, and the ruling's going to be non-compliance, compliance within 6 months with a progress report in 3 months.
Correct.
Correct. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Based on the stipulation between the city and the respondent, I'm consolidating cases 27, 28, 29, and 32. With regard to each of those cases, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. With regard to each of those cases, the respondents are going to return to the special magistrate on August 10 of 2010 to provide a progress report. And with regard to each of those cases, the respondent will be in compliance by November 3, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Did I say that correctly?
Is yes, it sir. November 3 or 6?
I have November 3.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That took care of the southern cluster. The northern cluster, then, I assume, are cases 30, 31, and 33. Is that correct?
I've got them as...
That would be
SMG.
SMG 110-15.
Correct.
SMG 110-16.
Correct.
And SMG 110-18.
Correct.
With regard to those, we would like to continue them for 6 months.
Yes,
sir.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's both as to a finding of noncompliance as well as compliance?
That is correct.
Okay. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to continue it and find whether it's non-compliant.
In 6 months.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Pursuant to the stipulation of counsel in the city, I am consolidating cases 30, 31, and 33. And with regard to each of those cases, I am continuing the hearing on those matters until our November 9, 2010 meeting. And I'm continuing the hearing both as to the determination of noncompliance as well as determining a compliant state. Have I said that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good luck to you all.
Thank you. Have a good day. See
you. Do you need any pictures?
No, no, we're good.
Oh, you need these back?
So thanks, I need them. I'll just call you.
All right.
Have a good day, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. This is yours. I guess you want that back. I need to mark up my own. Okay, well, it's been Be Kind to Citizens Week. I think we have all the civilians out of the way. Is that now correct?
Correct.
Okay, then let's return to the agenda. And it looks as though case 5, Elias Amir, here for the imposition of a fine. What's the city?
The property is still in non-compliance. There is no occupational license on the property, so we're looking for the $250 one-time fine.
All right, then I'll go ahead and order the respondent to pay the administrative fine in the amount of $250. Case number 8, Minnie L. Long. Here for imposition of a fine.
It's compliance of 5-9.
Great. Case number 9, J.J. Curtis.
Do you want to testify?
Still not flies, right?
Right.
Junk vehicle storage, what say the city?
Go ahead, Thomas.
Okay. It's still non-compliance. We both talked to the owner. He's got a suspended driver's license.
That's the one I was going to go out and do my thing. And I did, and he requested a hearing.
So we're requesting, I'm requesting a $25 a day fine. I don't know what he's requesting.
But I don't think we can on my side of the hearing. I think it has to go through another venue, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a concurrent thing. We're going to pull yours, and we're going to operate under the magistrate.
Oops, sorry.
So we're looking at a small fine, $25 a day.
He had previously asked for a continuance?
Yes. I think we did because I was going to go out and market as far as the law enforcement side.
All right. Well, then we'll just go ahead and I'll order the respondent to pay the sum of $25 per day commencing May 11, 2010. And continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Case number 10, 1308 Cadillac Drive Trust. No occupational license for rental property. What say the city?
Still in non-compliance, no occupational license. We're looking for the one-time $250 fine.
All right, then I'll go ahead and order the respondent to pay the one-time $250 administrative fee. Case number 11, Keach Street Properties, LLC. Let's say the city.
I have had no contact with this property, the property owners, management company. Nothing has changed. City's looking for a $25 a day fine with a cap at $10,000.
Plus the one-time fine of $250?
Plus the one-time fine of $250.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and order a respondent pay the sum of $25 per day commencing May 5, 2010 and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance. And I'm going to go ahead and cap that fine at the sum of $10,000 and also order the respondent to pay the $250 administrative fee. Did that cover that?
That covered it.
Case 12, Regions Bank, DBA, Regions Mortgage, and Felicia Martin. Let's say the city.
No contact with the bank. Requesting a $100 a day fine, capped at $20,000. Building is secure, though. It's boarded up, but there's still all the other violations out there. Trash.
Okay. I'll go ahead and order the respondent.
Well, I did see where there was the bank, I know, was waiting to record a deed back to, because they recorded it in error, I think, was the last thing that they said when they were here. I don't know if they still wanted to be removed as a respondent, but I found they did record a quick claim deed as of April
16th. Okay, so clarification for the record for sake of magistrate. Mr. Judge, you may recall that they were there or they sent something, I don't remember anymore, at the last meeting. But
This was the property that at one time was, oh, I know they sent someone on their behalf. I don't know who it was right now. But
who was that?
It
was the bank rep, I think.
No. Okay, anyway. This was the one that, what was the gentleman's name who had this property before?
Felicia.
Prior to Felicia. This is the one that was, not Felicia. Okay. Okay. Anyway, this is the one where they came in and had the wrong, had recorded it.
In error.
In error, they said, and that they wanted to be removed, but they did report it in their name. And they were going to fix that problem, but they didn't fix it by doing a correct deed. Instead, what they did is they quick claimed the deed back to Ms. Martin, it appears, and that's recorded. Kind of puts them in a chain of title once when they quick claim the deed that way. And so, we really don't know. Our position's really left that they're part of this whole thing. They this is one where Ms. Martin came in, told you that she had had a deed in lieu, and she thought it was all over with. And then when they received the deed in lieu, the bank, they decided that they weren't going to record it and they weren't going to do it anymore, but they had delivered it to the attorney. The attorney thought it was a different mark and recorded the deed in error, is what they explained, and they were going to fix the problem. They didn't want us to take any action. However, our situation was that we had a property in need of compliance, and they were the property owners of record, even though they insisted that their ownership was an ownership in error. The way they fixed it, or they appeared to try to fix it, was they did a quick claim deed that was recorded on April 16th. They're not here today, and I'm not sure if they believe that that was enough to, in their mind, to say that everything's done or not yet. I don't think we've heard back from them. We only know that they did this because I believe that Emmy checked on her own and determined that they did a quick claim deed. So I think there's a technical outcome in this. A question that I have to leave to the magistrate in terms of reasoning and fairness of the whole thing, but the technical outcome is that they're still in the chain of title. They still have the ability to go in and make the improvements or the corrections necessary. And I'm not quite sure where Felicia Martin falls in the real picture at this stage, or even if Felicia Martin's actually the person who received this quick claim and recorded it, or if they just recorded it. We don't have any information on any of those types of things.
Sounds like nobody wants this hot potato. Well, since everyone's passing titles around the city, I'll probably go ahead and get in line and take it from Felicia Martin. Sounds like a freebie. In any event, unless you're telling me everyone's out of the picture and I don't hear you saying that, then I'm going to go ahead and impose a fine.
Okay.
Have an idea as to an amount?
Oh, yeah. I suggested $100 a day, fined at $20,000, capped at $20,000.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and order the respondents to pay the sum of $100 per day, commencing May 5, 2010, and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the fine accrues to the sum of $20,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 13, Norman Riley. Please tell me it's in compliance.
Unfortunately not. Last time he was here, you were here, and he was going to inquire about a variance for his fence. He never did. There's been no application for permits for fencing, no applications for occupational license, no contact, no change on the property. So ultimately, there's been no progress report, and I would give it a compliance date at next cutoff.
No permit for fencing, no occupational license for rental. Is he renting it out?
Yes, sir.
As opposed to living in it?
I was present when the gentleman came in and stated that he was the tenant.
Okay. I mean, this appears to be a decent-looking little house.
It is. However, the six-foot fence, first of all, wasn't erected properly. Second of all, it didn't have permits on it. And he's actually, well, I can't prove it. This gentleman is supposed to be staying on the property, fixing up the property.
Okay, so what are you proposing?
Compliance date of next cutoff, and that is it. And then we'll be looking to impose a fine.
All right, we'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and amend our order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until June 2, 2010 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 14, Ali A. Nasser.
It's not me.
Barbara?
Yeah, basically, I'd like to amend it and give him till the July cutoff so he can change it from the white to a bronze color on the screen enclosure frame, and then he has to go back and go through the LPGA approval so then he can get a permit from the city.
Okay. I will go ahead and amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until July 7, 2010. To come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 15, I have as being in compliance. Case number 16, I have as being in compliance. Case number 17, Navarra Construction Incorporated.
This is going to be case 17 and 18.
17 and
18. Well, it's two different cases, but same property.
Same property, two different cases.
Yeah, one is just an occupational license. The other is...
Well, let's go ahead and handle them separately.
Okay.
With regard to case 17, outside storage, what say the city?
It's non-compliant. Next cutoff.
Based upon our inspector's report and not seeing a respondent, I'll go ahead and find the respondent to be in non-compliance. How much time should it take to come into compliance?
The next cutoff.
Or the respondent come into compliance by June 2, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case 18 is also Navarra Construction Incorporated, same property, no rental occupational license. What say the city?
They should be able to come into compliance. Next cutoff.
Okay, based on our inspector's report and in the absence of a respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Order the respondent to be in compliance by June 2, 2010, or be returned here for imposition of the $250 occupational license fee. Case number 19 is in compliance. Case number 20 is in compliance. Case number 21, Herbert C. Lowe, Aurelia S. Lowe, Elizabeth Sanchez Lowe, Alexander John Lowe, and Eric Herbert Lowe. A lot of Lowe's. Let's say the city.
It's in non-compliance, but they did apply for permits. They're going through zoning. It's going to take at least, like, not the next cutoff, at least 60 days, because there has some issues with the signage that they need to be corrected. The zoning's requesting 60 days.
All right, based on our inspection.
There's also a separate order that needs to be included, the ownership change after the notice was done. And so the new owner is Aura Sandcast, Inc.
All right, well, first off, let me amend our pleadings here, so to speak, to include the new owner, and it is Aura Sandcast, Inc. All right. And based on our inspector's report, I find the respondents to be in non-compliance. How much time to come into compliance?
60 days.
And order the respondents to come into compliance by July 7, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 23, WP Enterprises of Palm Beach, LLC. Erecting sign, no permit, non-conforming. What say the city?
Mike Fitzgerald for the city. This has been turned over to the BMW motorcycle dealership's attorney. They were having problems with the sign company, but the sign company has gone forward and has applied for a permit. So we're waiting for that permit to come to fruition. And we're asking for a continuance. And also the attorney is asking for a continuance.
That's the fax letter for number.
Mr. Fred McCoy. Okay, continuance to win. Next meeting?
Next cutoff.
Right. Okay, we'll go ahead and continue the matter to our June 8, 2010 meeting. Case number 24, Joseph S. and Sandra I. Palmer. Failure to repair roof defects and remove wind mildew from exterior, no rental license. What say the city?
This property remains in non-compliance. Next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report and given the absence of the respondent, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. And how long to come into compliance?
They should be able to come into compliance by next cutoff.
Order the respondent to come into compliance by June 2, 2010. Will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter and imposition of the administrative $250 administrative fee. Case number 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33 have already been done. Do we have any miscellaneous business to bring before the special magistrate? You guys got 7 minutes. Anything you want to get off your chest?
I believe they rescheduled the code workshop for the commission on June 16th, if you're interested.
And where's that going to be?
Right here at 4 o'clock that day.
What is a code workshop for the commission?
Well, the previous one was the city staff presenting thoughts and ideas based upon things that they've asked about over from prior commission meetings. So basically they created the agenda by asking about various areas and those there and responses. But in more in a workshop format so that we're it's more conversation than presentations. Yeah, maybe the lean camping. I think we've one of the things that they haven't really gotten any feedback on what we're doing with that yet.
The
amnesty program. We have left a couple of things that they need to give some direction on when we went before them previously. And I think that that needs to be addressed. They may still have some questions about what's happening with the rental property ordinance. Anything else in the law?
I think those were a pretty big things that they spoke about the commission being. I can't think of anything else.
And then those general questions like board ups and, you know, benefit of them and, you know, or how can we allow things to be boarded up so long, and, you know, those kind of things.
What's going to happen with 400 Beach Street?
That's the other car dealership?
It's one of the car dealerships. I don't know which one.
The one
I think that's on Thursday's agenda, maybe?
No, the one you had today.
Oh, I thought that was 300.
It's 300. We're trying to purchase that.
They're trying. Yeah. As far as I know, I think redevelopment's trying to purchase it.
We didn't expect that. That was associated.
That's what I've heard.
That's how we call. I heard something about redevelopment trying to purchase.
Maybe. For what purpose?
Parking lot for the speculation. Parking lot for the, if they build the college and the music center over there. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I did hear. That's what I don't know if I've heard it in a separate meeting or maybe we'll sit here. But, I think something to do with the expanded use of the fine arts.
Yeah.
I think that's being purchased and
they're talking about that.
Made available to the college. I don't know if that being sold, given or what something's supposed to be done, where the college would have to benefit of the fine arts for expansion of their programs, their art and theater program.
10-4.